In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of The Teacher with me, your host, Muhammad. Today, we're going to talk about how prayer with concentration is fruitful. Stay tuned.
Peace be with you, my brother, my friend. Come join me at the fire once again. It bears no judgment, shame or pride. It warms from every side. Its light is lost without your eyes. Come join me.
Welcome back, dear listeners of the program of The Teacher. So today, our topic is how prayer with concentration is fruitful. One of the most important wajib acts in Islam, which every other obligatory act of worship depends on for it to be accepted, is prayer or salah. We Muslims pray to Allah 5 times a day in order to show our servitude and gratitude to Allah. Prayer is the pillar of religion. A Muslim who does not pray commits a very great sin. The ultimate goal and purpose of creation is for Allah to be worshipped and served. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Surah Al-Dhariyat, verse 56. Of course, Allah is not in need of our prayer, but rather, prayer is what our soul requires in order to prosper and eventually encounter Allah. Now, a lot of people who perform prayer don't have the required concentration. This concentration, which everyone should have, is called presence of the heart. Concentration, or presence of the heart, is not something which is limited to the act of prayer. Rather, all other acts of worship can be and should be performed with concentration and presence of the heart. But because prayer is mi'rajul mu'min, meaning the means for the ascension of a believer, and for many other reasons, prayer should be performed with total concentration. Now, what do we mean by concentration and presence of the heart? It means that you should focus all your attention on Allah while praying. This may seem impossible, but the fact is that it's not, even though it is extremely difficult, except for the pure infallibles and the saints and the true followers of the Ahlul Bayt. IRIB English Radio.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. So we were saying how having deep and total concentration on our prayer is extremely important and very fruitful. Unfortunately, most of us don't have this concentration in prayer. While we're praying, it's as if our imagination is excited and, we start to imagine and think about many, many things which are irrelevant to our prayer. And we start daydreaming and we think about worldly things. What is going to happen? What happened in your day? And so on and so forth. Now, the question is, are such prayers accepted? We have narrations from the Prophet and infallibles that However much concentration and presence of the heart and purity and sincerity we have in our prayers, to the same extent our prayer will be accepted. Of course, this doesn't mean that we shouldn't pray because we don't have concentration in our prayer, or that we're committing sins by not praying with concentration. Everyone should perform their prayer, whether they're able to concentrate in their prayer or not. By prayers not being accepted without concentration means that Allah will not be pleased with our prayer and expects much more from us, even though that person has done his duty and won't be punished for this prayer, which is without concentration. Nevertheless, this prayer won't be so fruitful because a person who is incapable of remembering Allah in his prayer, how could you expect such a person to remember Allah at other times in the day and throughout his life? Is such a person even worshiping Allah, or is it just appears as though he is worshiping him? Perhaps throughout the day, certain things appear to be more important to him than Allah. Allah says in the two surahs Al-Furqan and Al-Jathiyah of the Quran, "Have you not seen the one who takes his carnal desire for God?" Most of us unfortunately focus and give more attention to our worldly gains than pleasing Allah, submitting to Him, and getting closer to Him. We need to pray with concentration so that our life in this world and the other world would be fruitful. Now we will listen to Brother Hassanein Rajab Ali, who will talk about today's topic.
So what happens is when we get too busy with the world, when prayer time comes five times a day, we are distracted. We're so busy with the world. Adhan was recited, Allahu Akbar. Oh, yeah, I gotta stop. Hold on. I gotta go pray. Usually we wait till it's the last. People ask, when is it qadha? People ask, brother, when does it become qadha? So why don't you ask, when is salah time? Why are you asking, when does it end? He says, well, I'm just gonna take it to the last second, you know, because I'm just so busy. I said, alhamdulillah, at least you're praying, but worry about the beginning of prayer. Beginning of prayer is where everything is. You can give time to the beginning of the prayer, Allah will make everything easy. Your business will go easy. The bala will be reduced. Believe me, you will think that other person you're going to negotiate with is going to be a headache for you. You pray on time, it becomes a piece of cake. He signs by the dotted line, says, wow, was that easy? Allah says, you took a step to me. I make it easy for you. So what do? We're distracted. So when salah comes, I'm distracted. So I'm in qunut, I'm reading my stock, figuring out where my portfolio is. I go into ruku, oh, I need to call that person. You go into sujood, yes, I forgot that person. Before you finish, you don't remember what you recited. Because the world is a distraction for us. So during salah, the world, actually I use the word, salah becomes the distractor. I'm so in love with this thing, the world, that when prayer came, I had to give it some respect. So I stopped concentrating on the world temporarily, but I'm so in love with it that I'm giving half heart on this time. It's exactly like, imagine if I'm talking to a brother and I'm very interested in the conversation, I'm engaged, and somebody comes and taps on my shoulder and says, brother, can I ask you a question? You look at him and say, sure. And he's talking, your mind is there. You're giving half attention here because you have to show respect, but your mind is there. This is why prayer is so shallow in most of us. We're so distracted by the world that Allah says, Al-Hakum al-Takathur. Abundance diverts you. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Until you come to the graves. Islam is a beautiful religion, brothers and sisters. And salah is the iconic symbol. And Imam Hussein on the night, they do dhikr, they pray, and they seek grace from Allah. This should resonate in our hearts. If we don't pray, we should pray. If we're praying, we should get closer to Allah. Say, how can I concentrate? The concentration is, if during the day, before prayer time, I took time to reflect on Allah, about Allah's grace, and I took time to take account of His mercy, and I was grateful to Allah, we will become like that individual who's thirsty towards water. And water here becomes prayer. You can't wait for the prayer. And then the beloved comes to you at the time of salah, at the time of adhan, the beloved now has opened the door and says, come, talk to me. I have allowed you entry into my dominion to talk to me.
IRIB English Radio. Our website, www.parstoday.com. Welcome back, dear listeners of The Teacher, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. One of the best ways of being successful in praying with total concentration and presence of the heart is to remember Allah and rely on Him throughout the day. Don't we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ? Only You do we worship and only You do we ask for help at least 10 times in our daily prayers. If we were able to do this, even our thoughts would be about Allah and pleasing Him. Like we said earlier, prayer is mi'rajul mu'min, meaning the means for ascension of the believer. If we pray with full attention to God, as though He is present before us, our spirit would ascend to very lofty stations. Eventually, we will be able to see Allah with our hearts. That is when we will become absolutely certain of Allah and we will attain the different levels of yaqeen, certainty. The human being, through his prayer and taqwa, can reach such a high station that is even higher than the high-ranking angels of Allah. The Prophet has said, worship Allah as if you see Him. And if you don't see Him, know that He sees you. This is how we should worship Allah. Now, to give an example of presence of the heart, consider a king who has held a gathering and a poet who must read a few lines of poetry before the king. This poet should give all his attention to the king by being very careful in how he reads his poem if he wants to please the king. He gives so much attention to the king. Prayer to Allah must be similar to this. Allah is the king of the worlds. In Surah Al-Hamd, it said that if instead of saying Maliki Yawm al-Din, you say Maliki Yawm al-Din, it's also correct. Maliki Yawm al-Din means the king of the day of judgment. So we should pray to Allah as if we are in His presence. Okay, our prayer must be beyond everything that we can perceive. Then we will see its fruits, even in this world.
I long for a world so pure and free. I wish for others all I'd wish for me. To live right, avoiding what is wrong, and focus every day on the ultimate.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. Until next time, goodbye.
True love, it's a gift. I will never let go of true love. I will give my body and soul for true love. Every day in my heart I feel it.